I want to talk to you, and the title of this message is The Power of Presence. The Power of Presence. Our scripture reading, Exodus 3, verse 11 to 14. And I'm going to read out of the New King James Version of the Bible. The Power of Presence, Exodus 3, verse 11 to 14. But Moses said to God, "Who am I that I should go to Pharaoh and that I should bring the children of Israel out of Egypt?" So he said, "I will certainly be with you, and this shall be a sign to you that I have sent you. When you have brought the people out of Egypt, you shall serve God on this mountain." Verse 13, then Moses said to God, "Indeed, when I come to the children of Israel and say to them, 'The God of your fathers has sent me to you,' and they say to me, 'What is his name?' what shall I say to them?" And God said to Moses, "I am who I am." And he said, "Thus you shall say to the children of Israel, 'I am has sent me to you.'" I am. Not I was, not I will be. I am. Our text verse 14, Exodus 3, verse 14, in the message says, God said to Moses, "I am who I am. Tell the people of Israel, 'I am sent me to you.'" Exodus 3, verse 14, Afrikaanse Nuwe Vertaling sê, toe sê God vir Moses, "Ek is wat ek is." Jy moet vir die Israelite sê, "Ek is, het my na julle toe gestuur." I am. How many times a day do you use these two words? I am. There's a lot of power in these two small little words. The words I am. This is the power of presence. As I said, it is not I was or I will be. It is I am. The power of presence. The present time, the present tense. I am. Let me teach you today the principle of I am. The biblical principle of I am. What follows the I am will always come looking for you. What follows I am will always come looking for you. You gave the legal right for it to do so. If you say, "I am so poor," poverty comes looking for you. If you say, "I am so old," wrinkles come looking for you. So rather say, "I'm so young." You know, on Friday and yesterday, my son-in-law, Jan, you know, instructed me to work with him. And he's still younger than me, and I'm not that fit anymore. So, you know, last night I was very stiff and sore. I worked with him outside. But I said, you know, today I will be fine. And those of you who saw me, I jumped on the stage, you know, on the staircase. So I'm fine. I am fine. I'm afraid. Fear comes looking for you. I'm tired and worn out. Fatigue comes looking for you. Whatever follow the I am, you are inviting into your life. You give it permission to be in your life. You open the door for it to come in. You give it legal right. Whatever follows the I am's in your life is your choice. When you say, "I am blessed," blessings come looking for you. "I'm strong," strength comes looking for you. You are inviting that into your life. Be careful what follows the I am in your life. I'm not good enough. You will not be good enough. If you say I'm a failure, you will be a failure. Don't invite the lies of the devil into your life. Invite the truth of God into your life. Invite good things into your life. When you get up in the morning, say, I am blessed. I am wealthy. I am healthy. I am disciplined. I am strong. And I am able. And you will be. It starts with a choice. And it's an attitude of heart. So let us look for one moment at God, the great I am. Who have you ever heard about the great I am? Now that is the real power of presence. The great I am. God said, I am. God said to Moses in Exodus 3 verse 9. Now therefore behold, the cry of the children of Israel has come to me. And I have also seen the oppression with which the Egyptians oppressed them. You see, when you call out to God, He listens. He hears you. And there are some of you sitting here. And this past week, you called out to God. And He heard you. He will never leave you nor forsake you. He is with you. The power of His presence is with you. The great I am is with you. You know, when God said this, I heard the cry of the children of Israel. I think that Moses was overwhelmed when God said that to him. I think that he jumped up and down and shouted, yes, God, go for it. Give those Egyptians a hiding. Sort them out. And what did God answer? The next verse, verse 10, Exodus 3, verse 10. God said to Moses, come now, therefore, and I will send you to Pharaoh, that you may bring my people, the children of Israel, out of Egypt. And I don't think that was what Moses expected. How many times does it happen that God tells us to go and do something? You see, the problem is not with knowledge or what we know about the Word of God. The problem is that we are not doers of the Word. Say niks and is on niks. Say nothing, then there is nothing. Exactly. Exactly. Are we really living our faith out in the world where we are? Are we making a difference there? You know, God said, Jesus said, go therefore and make disciples. Teach them, baptize them in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Are we doing it? No, but you the pastor. No, no, no. God is speaking to each and every born-again believer. Yes, God, save the world. No, I'm sending you. Come now, Moses, therefore, and I will send you to the Pharaoh. Me, God. But God, we've got a problem, you know. My picture is still up in the post office, wanted dead or alive. Because I murdered somebody. Remember, God, Moses murdered somebody, one of the Egyptians, and then he ran away. So I'm sure that they had his picture up in the post office. Exodus 3 verse 11. But Moses said to God, who am I that I should go to Pharaoh? Who am I? And that I should bring the children of Israel out of Egypt. Who am I? You see, and that's the problem with most of us. We think that we're not good enough for God. Who am I? We're not good enough for God. Can God raise somebody from the dead? Yes, He can. Can God change this country in a moment of time? Yes, He can. Will God do it for me? Who am I? I don't know. You know, Pastor, you know, I don't know whether God can forgive me what I did in my life. Who am I? You see, it's because we don't know who we are in Christ and who Christ is in us. The power of presence, the great I am, is living within us. That is exactly what Moses asked. Who am I? Verse 14. Let's look at Exodus 3, verse 14. And God said to Moses, I am who I am. And He said, thus you shall say to the children of Israel, I am has sent me to you. So that means that Moses was on a mission. And my brother and sister, you are on a mission. You are sent by God. The great I am is with you. I am sent you. Now the original text in the Bible, in the original language, says, I am Him sent. You missed that. I am Him sent. The power of presence is with me wherever I go. The great I am is with me. I am Him, God, sent. That's very powerful. You cannot miss that. You cannot miss that. I am Him sent. You are looking at God. I am Him sent. And you may ask, or you may say, but Pastor, isn't that arrogant? I am not God. No, you are not. But He is living within you. That is the power of presence. The great I am is standing within you. Who gave you the authority, Moses? Who gave you the mandate? Guard it. I am Him sent. The family of love and faith. And the ministry of love and faith. Who gave you the mandate? Guard it. We are Him sent. We will fulfill our God-given purpose. Our destination is coming towards us. We are traveling in the right direction. The world will not see you. They will see God. They will not hear you. They will hear God. I am Him sent. They will not experience you. They will experience God. What is God? God is love. They will experience the love of God. They will hear. I am Him sent. I am on a mission to fulfill God's purpose and plan in my life on this earth. Just ask the one next to you or near you. Just look at him or her. First of all, say good morning. Even if you did not greet your wife or your husband this morning, say good morning. Ask him or her, how are you? Tell him or her, do you see me? Do you want to see God? Look at him. I am him sent. There you are. There's power in your words, eh? Do you want to see God raise a building? Watch me. Do you want to see God build his church? Watch me. Do you want to see God save the Vaal Triangle in South Africa? Watch me. Do you want to see God save this nation? Watch me. I am him sent. I am on a mission. I am focused. I project my words towards the end goal. 1 Corinthians 3 verse 16 in the Message says, you realize, don't you, that you are the temple of God and God himself is present in you. The power of presence. God is present within you. Wherever you go, God goes. We're just like God. We'll have the radiance and the fullness of his glory. It is coming. I'm prophesying it over you. I'm calling it upon you. His presence is coming. It is increasing. And the fullness of his glory. You will walk in the glory of God. He is living in us. His Holy Spirit is in us. You have God living in you. Jesus is life, light and love, and is living within you. The wonderful thing is that we are New Testament believers. We are born again. That means that God is with us, Emmanuel. 2 Corinthians 3 verse 9 in the New International Version says, if the ministry that brought condemnation was glorious, how much more glorious is the ministry that brings righteousness? It is time for us, the church, to realize that God is with us. It is a reality. It is the truth. The great I am is within us. We can compare our situation with what we read in Psalm 82 verse 1. God stands in the congregation of the mighty. He judges among the gods. What does that mean? Who are the mighty? If you go to the original language, and if you look at the word congregation and mighty, it means that it is us, his children. It is us. We are the mighty. Now let me use the Hebrew words for God and mighty in this verse. The original language. God Elohim and mighty El. Elohim stands in the congregation of El. Do you get that? Elohim is Strong's word 430. It means God in his fullness. All-powerful creator. God in his fullness. All-powerful creator. Elohim. So God Almighty, all-powerful creator. God in his fullness stands in this assembly this morning. He stands in the assembly, the congregation of El. That's us. We are like God. We are created to his image. He loves us. The power of presence is here this morning. It is not in this building. It is in us. Or not only in this building. It is in us. And it's time for us to realize that. God stands in our midst. He reveals his glory, his presence in our midst when we, the church, come together and worship him in spirit and in truth. Colossians 1 verse 27. For God wanted them to know that the riches and the glory of Christ are for the Gentiles too. And this is the secret. Christ lives in you. This gives you assurance of sharing His glory. Psalm 46 verse 10. Just look at this scripture. Psalm 46 verse 10. Be still and know that I'm God. I will be exalted among the nations. I will be exalted in the earth. You see, there's a time to be still before you say something, to connect with God, to experience the power of presence, and to know before you go out in the morning that He's with you. Be still and know that I am God. And then you will be ready for the day. Let's look at Jesus. We focused on God the Father. Let's look at Jesus. When Jesus was on this earth, the Pharisees asked Jesus, "Who do you think you are? Wie dink jy is jy? Who do you think you are?" We read in John 8, verse 57 to 59. Then the Jews said to him, "You are not yet 50 years old. And have you seen Abraham?" Jesus said to them, "Most assuredly, I say to you, before Abraham was, I am. I am." Can you see that is in capital letters? That means it's God the Father. Almighty God, Elohim, I am the power of presence. Most assuredly, I say to you, before Abram was, I am. Not I was, I am. Then they took up stones to throw it at him. But Jesus hid himself and went out of the temple, going through the midst of them, and so passed by. The violent response of the Jews to Jesus, I am, the statement that he made, indicates that they clearly understood what he was declaring. That he was the eternal God, Elohim, incarnate. Jesus was equating himself with the I am title God gave himself in Exodus 3 verse 14. If Jesus had merely wanted to say he existed before Abram's time, he would have said, "Before Abram, I was." The Greek words translated was in the case of Abram and am in the case of Jesus are quite different. It's not the same word. The words chosen by the Spirit make it clear that Abram was brought into being, but Jesus already existed and he will exist. And he is the eternal past, the eternal presence, and the eternal future. I am. God cannot change. Therefore, we cannot say he was, because he cannot change. We cannot say that he will be. He cannot change. He's the same today, yesterday, and tomorrow. His word never changes. I am is living within you. That's the power of presence. John 1 verse 1. In the beginning, the Word already existed. The Word was God, and the Word was with God. The Word was with God, and the Word was God. There is no doubt that the Jews understood what Jesus was saying, because they took up stones to kill him for making himself equal to God. Such a statement, if not true, was blasphemy, and the punishment prescribed by the Mosaic law was death. But Jesus committed no blasphemy. He was and is God, the second person of the Godhead, equal to the Father in every way. I am. Never ever in your life, ever again, use the word I am in a death-speaking negative sense. I am debt-tired. No, you're not. I am a failure. No, you're not. I am blessed. I'm good. I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. That is the language, the heavenly language of God. And that is who you are. You are created to the image of God. Elohim is standing in the congregation of El. He is our Father. We are like Him. You are on a mission. You are Him sent. So who are you? Are you not sure who you really are? Well, then it is time to say who you are. You are what God says you are in His Word. Not what people say, not what you say. You are what God says. Who created you? God. Then you are what He says that you are. Then you are what God says that you are. Stephen, what car are you driving? What car are you driving? Say again. A Spark. A Chef Spark. Nee. Who made that car? Toyota? No. Chevrolet. We cannot call it a Toyota. God created you. And He says who and what you are. So I'm going to make not a few, a lot of confessions this morning. And I'm going to confess it on our behalf. And I'm going to speak it into the Spirit. Maybe you must confess with me. Let's do it together. Are you ready for that? I'm going to say that, and then you confess it out loud. Remember, we are speaking this in the Spirit, into the Spirit. And something will immediately happen within us and around us. Are you ready? Remember, there's power in our words. And now we're going to speak the Word of God. The highest form of reality. The supernatural power of God. And God is here. And Jesus Christ is the high priest of our confession. So are you ready? Right, let's start. Just say with me. I am alive with Christ. That is Ephesians 2 verse 5. I am free of the law of sin and death. Romans 8, 2. I am far from oppression. And fear does not come near me. Isaiah 54 verse 14. I am holy and without blame. Before Him in love. Ephesians 1 verse 4 and 1 Peter 1 verse 16. I am God's child. For I am born again. Of the incorruptible seed of the Word of God. Which lives and abides forever. 1 Peter 1 verse 23. I am God's workmanship. Created in Christ unto good works. Ephesians 2 verse 10. I am a new creature in Christ. 2 Corinthians 5 17. I am a believer. And the light of the gospel shines in my mind. 2 Corinthians 4 verse 4. I am a doer of the word and blessed in my actions. James 1 verse 22 and 25. I am a joint heir with Christ. Romans 8, 17. I am more than a conqueror through Him who loves me. Romans 8 verse 37. I am an overcomer by the blood of the Lamb and the word of my testimony. Revelation 12 verse 11. You know what I discovered when I make these confessions, you know. I put in effort to make them. When I pray this and I make these confessions, I make it with the attitude that I really believe it. Although not, you know, immediately I don't maybe believe it all, but I do it with that attitude. And then, after about a few days, a week or so, I experience a change inside of me. So let's continue. I am a partaker of His divine nature. 2 Peter 1 verse 3 and 4. I am an ambassador of Christ. 2 Corinthians 5 verse 20. I am part of a chosen generation. A royal priesthood. A holy nation. A purchased people. 1 Peter 2 verse 9. I am the righteousness of God in Jesus Christ. 2 Corinthians 5 verse 21. I am the temple of the Holy Spirit. 1 Corinthians 6 verse 19. I am the head and not the tail. I am above and not beneath. Deuteronomy 28 verse 13. I am the light of the world. Matthew 5 verse 14. I am His elect. Full of mercy, kindness, humility, and long-suffering. Romans 8 verse 33 and Colossians 3 verse 12. I am forgiven of all my sins and washed in the blood. Ephesians 1 verse 7. I am delivered from the power of darkness and translated into God's kingdom. Colossians 1:13. I am redeemed from the curse of sin, sickness and poverty. Deuteronomy 28 verse 15 to 68 and Galatians 3 verse 13. I am firmly rooted, built up, established in my faith, and overflowing with gratitude. Colossians 2 verse 7. I am called of God to be the voice of His praise. Psalm 66 verse 8 and 2 Timothy 1 verse 9. I am healed by the stripes of Jesus. Isaiah 53 verse 5 and 1 Peter 2 verse 24. I am raised up with Christ and seated in heavenly places. Ephesians 2 verse 6 and Colossians 2 verse 12. I am greatly loved by God. Romans 1 7, Ephesians 2 4, Colossians 3 12, and 1 Thessalonians 1 verse 4. I am strengthened with all might according to His glorious power. Colossians 1 verse 11. I am submitted to God. And the devil flees from me because I resist him in the name of Jesus. James 4, verse 7. I am Him sent. Exodus 3, verse 14. God created you for a purpose. And God created me for a purpose. Amen. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Let's give God praise in this place. Remember, you saw the ordinary simple words, the effect on that plants, on those plants. What we said this morning is already happening. But we must keep on, we must continue saying who we are. I am the power of presence. In closing, I want to show you a short video clip just to encourage you and just to show you who is really living within us, the power of presence. And then we are going to pray.